Our ears ought to prick up when we hear that. There was something that these antichrists were preaching, and today are preaching, that was confusing the issue as to what is the real Spirit of God. And so John felt moved by the love of God for God's people to speak very plainly what is the Spirit of God and what is not. And if the people needed that knowledge in John's day, when the spirit of Antichrist was just beginning to show its ugly head, how much more now when it has taken control of the religious apparatus that God's people look to for guidance? It's called Christianity. The spirit of Antichrist is the Lord of it. Today, when the spirit of Antichrist has not only come and worked, but has taken over, we need to be delivered from its influence. Now listen. Hereby you know the Spirit of God. This is it. Every spirit that confesses Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. Please pay attention to what John does not say. He does not say every person who confesses that Jesus Christ came in the flesh is of God. John knew better than that. He knew there were men out there saying Jesus came from God. He called them false teachers. Paul knew better than that. Peter knew better than that. All of the mentioned men out there ministering in the name of Jesus who were liars, who were deceived. Jesus said they were coming. John would never have said every person who tells you or confesses that Jesus came in the flesh is of God. But what he did say is that every spirit that confesses Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God, because he knew that every time somebody received the real Spirit of God, that Spirit testified. It spoke in tongues. It confessed that Christ had come in the flesh. Paul said the Spirit bears witness with our spirit. John said in 1 John, the Spirit is the witness because the Spirit is truth. The Old Testament prophets, the New Testament men of God, all spoke of the Spirit speaking, of the testimony of the Spirit. Isaiah said in Isaiah 28, 11 and 12, with stammering lips and another tongue will God speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest. This is the real Spirit of God, wherewith you may cause the weary to rest. And this real Spirit of God is the refreshing. Zephaniah 3:9 prophesies about it. Amos, Paul describes it. Peter calls it the answer of a clear conscience toward God. It's vocal. Jesus said, when the Spirit has come, he will testify of me. And John said, this is how you know the real Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. Paul spoke of men who had transformed themselves into apostles of Christ, but were liars. They claimed to be apostles of Jesus Christ. They were not anti-Jesus. They were offering men an instead of Christ spirit, an antichrist spirit. They were working, in fact, for Satan, Paul said, who himself had been transformed into an angel of light. That is, claiming to preach the gospel. Look, claiming to preach the gospel is one of the marks of the spirit of Antichrist. Antichrist does not speak evil of Jesus. He offers doctrines and the spirit that is instead of Christ. He teaches falsely about the Spirit of God. John spoke truly about the Spirit of God. John said, every spirit that confesses Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. What do we say? John warned his precious brothers and sisters about being deceived by a spirit that did not speak when it came in. He warned them about the false teachers, the Antichrist. Paul warned them, warned the saints about the false apostles. Jesus warned us. In Matthew 24, Jesus is talking about the end of the world, and his disciples ask him, what are the signs of these things, that the end of the world is coming? And